It's the Blank Canvas.
But, you know, like we tell you all the time, you don't have to wait till a new year to start a new beginning. You go ahead and actually start it today or last week.
I got a lot of people on TV talk about, man, it's a new year. You know, it's a new me. It's like, nigga, it's the same old you.
With DCST.
The whole 10 minutes, the manager kept on asking me, like, man, you want me to call an ambulance? I'm like, you want me to call an ambulance? And I was like, no. No. Yes. That's why they gotta get rid of all of our leaders, man, and then like throw more dumb shit in our face to distract us, man.
Like Chanel purses. Presented by Pharrell.
Pharrell, yeah. And Jordans. Where the ceiling is the roof.
And now, ECST.
What up, niggas?
What's up, family? What up, ST, man? How you been?
Man, I'm good. I'm chilling. You know, just, you know, right off, you know, the Labor Day weekend break, you know, feeling pretty good. How you feeling, EC?
Man, I'm feeling all right, man. Labor Day weekend was pretty straight for me, dude. What you end up doing? You do anything fun?
No, just, you know, of course, the fantasy draft that, you know, we had. Other than that, man, I just chill with my wife. That's it.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, it's gonna be straight domination, man. EC winning this shit. We gonna keep y'all posted on that jump too, man. It's gonna be a great year, dude. But you know, man, speaking of which, man, what's up with our boy, man, Draven Kaepernick, dude?
I almost cried. Like I was in tears almost.
I know, it's like, man, like, keeping it real, all jokes aside, we all know that Kaepernick's not getting signed when you got Scott Tolzien starting at quarterback for the Colts week one.
Yeah.
And he hasn't even attempted over 15 passes in a regular football season, dog. Regular season. Yeah. And Kaepernick is taking a team to the Super Bowl, and they keep on using the same old rhetoric: is, oh, he won't fit into our system. He runs a lot. He can't throw the ball well. Yada yada yada. It just be like, hey, we don't want that nigga in the league because he's standing up for black issues, and this nigga should know his place, and he need to sit his bitch ass down. I guarantee you, I'm gonna keep it real. I guarantee you, if an owner came out and said that. You know what'll be happening in black households on Sunday? Da 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 da.
Probably so.
He didn't mean it. Touchdown! That's right, nigga.
Give me that money.
Hell yeah, that viewership might go up. Like, man, it's like unprecedented views on NFL. The first Sunday in the NFL week of 2017. Like, man, people don't care, man. They just all about. They all talk and just want to be seen.
They don't want to be heard.
They don't want to take any kind of fucking action, man. Because everybody talking about, I'm with Cap, going to be the main ones with a jersey on, with pieces of wings, watching the game on Thursday night, Sunday, and then Monday Night Football.
Yeah, dude.
But I'm gonna watch the ratings because Pro Football Talk talks about talks about how the ratings dip every year, like if it increases or decreases. We'll see, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, speaking of Kaepernick, speaking of which, man, you heard about the cops – in Ohio.
What about them?
Yeah, so the Cleveland police.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You heard about that bullshit?
They're not going to hold the flag at the opening game because of the anthem protests.
They're disgracing the flag more than the players are by not holding it.
Yeah,
this is so stupid, dude.
If you think about
excuse me.
Everything that, as far as the, just think about the protest itself.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, man. Like, for the police not to do this, it's that shows you that, you know, this protest is kind of powerful if the police aren't going to do it.
Yeah. But no, the police are saying that they're not going to hold the flag because of the Cleveland players kneel and disrespect the flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's gone to an unprecedented level now. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Makes no sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid, dude.
I don't know. I guess What, they not going to protect the players if, you know, if people jump out of the stands and, and start, you know, raving and things, that they're not going to protect them, you know?
Yeah, you just put the flag, man. Let them gangbang you, right, man?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
so it's kind of like the same thing, you know, when Beyonce did her formation video or whatever, or the formation performance at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How they said that they weren't gonna, you know, I guess, be at her shows or protect her or whatever. It's like, yo, that's your job.
It's your job, yeah. It's so, like, you ain't nobody.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. You're gonna see a lot of tit for tat stuff throughout the season, as long as there is a protest, as long as there is kneeling, you know, as long as people disagree about this whole protest thing, you're just going to see a bunch of tit for tat strategy. And, you know, it's sad.
In the end, like, what is it accomplishing, man? It's still not.
It's just more division.
More division, man. I wish people would just come out and just be more open, like these alt-right fuckers, and be like, hey, man, we know white is right. We want to be on top. Y'all be on bottom. Somebody has to be in power. Why don't you just continue to let it be us and keep getting your little trinkets and your little Jordans and, you know what I'm saying, your little weave, and, you know, get high while we run the country, you know, because we do it better. That's all. If somebody came out and said that junk, it's kind of sad, but I would say about 50% of, like, the black community would be like, you know what, they right, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to do nothing. Let's just go ahead and keep doing what we doing. And that's our problem. And I love it, man. We just need to get back to the point of not caring about what others think about us. That's step one.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get past that, we can start worrying about focusing on ourselves. Then we'll be able to get somewhere. But until we always worrying about what other people think about us, how we're viewed outside of our community, is going to be
how we measure up.
How we want to be all inclusive. Because it's fucking crazy. I mean, we're going to bring this up anyway on our topic today, which is going to be a fucking doozy, y'all. But, like, if you don't, like, notice, like, a lot of commercials nowadays, if you see, like, an interracial couple, it's always a white male black woman or it's a white male Asian woman. It's never the reverse. And if there is an example where it's a black male and interracial person, let me know. I don't see it. And I rarely see it, man. They're trying to just ingrain it. They're trying to ingrain it. Man, fuck it. We'll talk about this shit not talking, man. I'm trying to fuck shit up. But, like always, welcome, bitches, hoes, and gentlemen, and ladies, to the to the Black Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast. That's right, bitch. 2 weeks in a row. Let's get it.
That comes
on every Wednesday, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcast and services, which is
all over.
Yeah, all over here. iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and you can follow us on your favorite social media sites. Make sure y'all hit that, man. Go right now and follow us on Instagram at BlackCanvasECST and also on Twitter at BlackCanvasECST and on Facebook as well. And without further ado, let's start this motherfucking shit.
Let's get it.
Man, so, dude, a lot of things I wanted to hit on, man, about what's happening as far as with, like, Hurricane Harvey, man. Like, dude, like, man, what's up with that? What's up with your pastor, ST?
You stupid.
What's up with your pastor? What's up with
Mr. Osteen.
What's up, dude? And it's crazy how he was trying to spin it. They said his Sunday sermon was don't be a victim. Don't play the victim. You see how he's trying to spin the narrative?
Yeah.
But he didn't want anybody up in the, he didn't want anybody up in church, because number one, he's probably thinking that, if people don't know, like during the Hurricane Harvey, people were asking Joel Osteen, the pastor's big old church, man. This is a huge church. He's like, why aren't you letting people stay in there? He's like, well, it's flooded. So of course, you know what I'm saying, we got the Twitter police and the Twitter reporters out there. Somebody went to the church and they took a picture. It was like, it's not flooded. And he was up in his like me and all the house talking about them motherfuckers. You know, and he's supposed to be a pastor. And he was somewhere cussing, man. So he went ahead after so much chagrin. He went ahead and opened up the church for everybody's for you know people that displaced because of the floods.
For a few people,
dude.
Yeah.
And that church can house thousands.
See, people that don't know, Lakewood Church is it's an arena. It's the old facility for the Houston Rockets. That's where they used to play. And of course, Houston being the fourth largest city in America, you know, it probably held about anywhere between 20 and 25, maybe 30,000 people.
Yeah, easy.
So normally most people that find themselves in trouble, you know, most of the time you would say, oh man, where can I go? You know, where can I find refuge? Like in times of tragedy and crisis, where can I go? You know, and they have that aha moment. Ah, snap, church. You would think so, right?
You would think.
When, you know, he let his, you know, I guess however many people he let in, and then all of a sudden he started turning people away. It's like, wait a minute. You know, like, you don't own this place. Like, if I'm not mistaken, especially if you're a member of that church, like, and there's, you know, thousands of people go there. So there's no way that he knows everybody that is a member of that church.
No way in hell. But the church holds 16,800 people. That's 16,800 seats. That's okay. That's just inside of the church.
Yeah. So I'm sure, that's just seating room.
That's just seating room.
So you know it can fit more than that.
Yeah, because every church is going to have, like, an area for, like, you know, child daycare.
Yeah.
And they're going to have, like, a rec room. They can sit in there. So, yeah, you're right about that 30,000, dude. It could fit a lot of people, dude. It's just – it's right by a highway. Because I'm looking at it right now on Google Maps. It's right by a highway, so it's easy for people to get there. And it's just
It being downtown, you know, a lot of people are going to be displaced from, you know, from their homes.
Yep.
And – you know, I don't know what his thought process was. Maybe it's like he didn't, you know, I guess he didn't want to go through the effects of hiring so many people to clean up or whatever, so he can get ready for his next sermon, you know, the following Sunday. But you're turning down people that probably give you money just so you can be there.
Yeah.
Like, if it weren't for those people, you wouldn't have that church.
No, dude, you wouldn't have your house. You wouldn't have none of that, man.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just funny, man, how people say one thing and live another way.
This dude lives in a $10.5 million house, dog.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to watch who you put your faith in.
Jesus. Like,
You put your faith in the wrong, you know, you shouldn't be putting your faith in people anyway.
Not like this.
No. Mm. But, you know, it just goes to show you that you cannot put your faith in man, because man is going to stab you in the back every single time.
And twist that knife.
Yeah.
Dude, what I'm talking about, and then it's, I don't know, man, it's like it's a big mansion, and he has like a little outhouse, two outhouses, and in between the outhouses is a big ass pool.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, good Lord. Yeah, man, that's freaking insane, man. It's just like, just like the old saying goes, man, your true character shows when you're in crisis.
Oh, yeah, in crisis, yeah.
Crisis, dude, that's when your true character shows, man. It's not when you have all the money and everything's going your way, because that's easy.
Yeah. I have a couple of Joel Osteen books.
Mm-hmm.
And
burn them. I was playing.
They getting out of my house now.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, man, like, I was listening to one of his sermons, and you know, usually he has some great ideas, some, you know, some great outlooks on life.
Mm-hmm.
But then I heard him like speaking about some things that, you know, weren't doctrine at all. So it's like, wait a minute, like you kind of, you know, slipping off the rails a little bit. So I kind of, I started to dial back a little bit.
Yeah.
And then once this happened, I'm like, all right, Joe, I'm done with you, bro. It's like you done went all the way left.
Yeah.
So
he's a Trump, you know, supporter too.
Oh yeah, you better believe it.
Oh yeah.
Because it's not, you know, him getting tax breaks from being a church ain't enough. And you know the sad thing about it is, is they show, you know, of course, him after the events, they put up a shot of the audience, and right in the audience, I saw some minorities. I'm like, oh god. Dude. Like, y'all don't even know who you're looking at.
No, you don't, man. People out here just want to be close to success if they know they can't reach it themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's all it is. That's all it is, man. But some good that come out of Hurricane Harvey was J.J. Watt raising money. Like, he raised like $18 million, dollars, man. And he's showing, if you go to his Twitter, you actually, you're seeing where his money's going towards. He's showing you delivering the goods. It's just like, it's all being documented, man, because we're in such a show me world. If we don't see it, then it's not being done type of society.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you have to.
You got to, or if it's not on Twitter, or if it's not on Facebook, it's not real.
Yeah, because it's all, either that or somebody could easily say that you taking it all.
Yep, exactly.
So, you know, it's, I don't know, it's sad you have to do that. Of course, going back to, you know, Beyonce, they said, of course, that she gave or, you know, donated or whatever, but I guess she didn't want to disclose how much, the, you know, and I don't blame her, because it's like, it's none of your business. Like, just know that I'm helping. Just know that, you know, I'm going to make sure that, you know, people in my hometown are taken care of. You know, so, you know, people get too caught up in numbers, and it's just not necessary.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Just stop worrying. Stop focusing on what celebrities, how much money they're putting in. You can put some money in too. If it's not even, if it's not even like $5 to $10, man, you can put something in.
Yeah, I think what it is just, you know, when you're on a certain level, people expect you to do more because you have been given more.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's like, okay, it's like you're telling celebrities what they should do with what they earned.
Yeah. You know? If it was the other way around, they'd be looking, like, that person would be looking at you like you're crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You already know.
100. All right, man. Come on. So, man, if you don't expect it out of yourself, don't expect it from somebody else. That's just the rule.
Yeah.
That's the rule, man. But yeah, but I was thinking of a hypothetical. Now people gonna be like, oh shit, we back on this again. Let's play devil's advocate, dude. What happened if Kaepernick did this and he raised $18 million? Would he be in the league?
No, I don't think he would be. but I think it'd be a good look on his part, though. As far as, you know, it'd be another booster shot to his image.
Yeah,
but as far as his candidacy for you know, being on the field, you know, that's a no go.
Yeah, so. Like I said before, man, I give him a 5% chance of seeing the field, only because of the hate and the all the owners conspiring together. Which, you know, we can't prove it, but man,
no, we can't.
Unless
we find some email somewhere.
it was almost like it shouldn't even be said. They probably just looked at each other when they walked into, like, the owners' meetings. I looked at each other, like, then they ain't getting signed, and that was pretty much it.
That's probably so,
dude. It was like, if, like, none of us gonna touch him.
I wonder if Bob McNair, the owner of the Texans, gave some money.
Oh yeah, he probably did, because I know if Jerry Jones gave a meal, I know he gave a million. Jerry Jones made sure he was on TV when he did it. He made sure he called Dez Bryant. And that jump was on NFL Network. It was on NFL Network. Like, well, I'm giving away $1 million. And then he even got Dez Bryant to say $1 million. He's like, no, don't say $1 million, son. Say $1 million. Like, yeah. Like, cool. You say this the way I want to say it. Yeah. I got the balls.
Yeah, dance, nigger.
$1 million. He wrote the checks, man. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wrote
I got to take care of my family.
Take care of my family, man. He wrote the checks, man. What the fuck I'm going to do, man? I'm going to just say no to this nigga. No to my master. I mean, my owner.
He tell me to lick his balls. I'm going to get down and lick them crusty things, man.
Yeah, yeah, man. I'm going to separate the sacks. You know they glue. You know they. You know they chamber it and they stuck together.
Smell like being gay.
Yeah, yeah, and onions. Shit, he ain't gotta ask me to do it, I'ma do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Dude, like, if you could actually see what's in some people's minds, or like what they would do to remain famous or to get famous, man, you would lose your mind. And so, and then I'd be looking like, man, I can believe it.
Oh yeah,
wouldn't even be shocked. I'd be like, nope. Yeah, I can believe it.
Yeah,
people will sell their souls, man, to make it, dude. Like, you're not even a question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like the rumors about all them Instagram models going over to Dubai getting showered on, and I ain't talking about the good ones.
Wow.
For that money, yeah, man, that was like a known open secret, man. A couple years ago, because like a lot of Instagram models, quote unquote, and that's such a fucking stupid ass. That's a stupid ass saying. But it was like just a whole bunch of females just going over to Dubai. And people was like, dang, man, look at them over there with the nice cars, and they got the Louis bags and the Chanel purses and the nigga shit. And it's like, like, I'm trying to get the nigga shit. And then, like, when somebody, like, came back, because, you know, it's always going to be somebody that's snitching. It was some gay dude was like, oh, they doing a lot for that little bit of money, honey. And I was like, because, you know, it's always a dude. It's always like a female or a male is gonna just gossip and tell what's going on. But yeah, this ain't like it's the oil tycoons over Dubai just pissing, shitting on them, just like doing all this kind of stuff, just like degrading them just for some money, and they come back over here because you know they're billionaires, so they got the money just going around, dude.
Yeah, they play with that money over there.
Exactly, and they'll just bet like, hey. What you think I bet you $1 million. Did I have a shit this morning or did I piss first? Which one did you? Like, I bet you took a shit first. Oh, motherfucker, give me the meal. I pissed first, then I shit it. Oh, let's get in the car.
Yeah.
That's how much money they got. They got money just to, like, just throw away, dude. It's insane, man. But if you gotta go over there and do that, then they come back over here talking about. You can tell that they're guilty because they'll like have like a text picture where I gotta tell you about my life. I'm living my life to the fullest, and nobody can judge me. I'm like, yeah, she got me some piss. I'm like, she got us some. It's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much the shit. It's like, nobody on my level. I'm in a different plane. When you're in a different plane, your thoughts and your views are different than others. It's like, okay, don't try to make yourself holier than thou, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? Because
you, quote-unquote, gargle some piss.
Yeah. Because it's a lot of women out here that's actually doing 9-to-5 and grinding.
Yeah.
And looking at that shit like, man, I might as well just be a hoe because being a hoe pays.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, you almost can't blame some people for doing it because there's so much money in it.
Yeah.
There's so much money in it, man. It's just not a good look. And it's something that you can't do long term because I'm going to go ahead and keep it real with y'all now. If y'all want to have some good follows on Instagram, let me put on Instagram, but I ain't going to need a lot, man. If y'all want to. If y'all want some good females to follow Christina Maria and Big Bad. It's like, hey, if we gonna go ahead and promote these hoes, _ Chinese Kitty. You know what I'm saying? She in Dubai. She's a frequent Dubai visitor. And there's one girl, like, she just does like yoga. And all she does is just like bend over hard and talking about how my poses. I'm like, come on. Oh yeah. She has like 1.1 million followers. And, it's lovely, Nikoko. So follow her. And I'm talking about, I ain't gonna lie, man, she bad, but it's just, it is like she pulls on a harness, dog, and like spins around. And she has 1 million followers talking about, thank you, man, all this hard work I'm doing. Like, you ain't doing the hard work, you just twerk your ass. But, you know what I'm saying, do you, man, like, it's a revenue to make money.
Yeah.
You can't hate them for it, man, because these females be getting, like, dude, like, people to send them products and, like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just, like, pose with this product so I can get sales, and this shit works.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it just
works. As long as you got the bread to get it in.
Yeah, how do we get Hurricane Harvey the hoes getting pissed on?
I don't know.
I just thought about that. How did we get there, dude?
The show is called A Blank Canvas, so, you know.
Yeah, it's just, his shit just fucking random as hell, but,
yeah.
Speaking of pastors, dude, how about this in the news, man? It's expiring pastor accused of murdering wife and blames it on cough syrup.
Wow.
The caption is, I had blood all over me and there's a bloody knife on the bed and I think I did it. The man said to the 911 dispatcher. You think? He said, a man in Raleigh, North Carolina said after he awoke from a dream, whatever, motherfucker, early Friday morning, he found his wife dead on the floor. As he called, the 911 dispatcher said, I think I did it. I had blood over me. There's a bloody knife on the bed. I think I did it. Matthew James Phillips, an aspiring pastor, told dispatchers, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. Phillip, whose jail record lists as 28 years old, blames his alleged blackout on cough syrup he took earlier in the evening to help him sleep.
Anything just to get out. I guess he thought this is gonna get him out of a jail sentence.
Nah, dude, that butt about to get ravaged.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I took more medicine than I should have, he said. I took codeine cough syrup, cold and cough, because I know it can make me feel good a lot of times I sleep at night. And if you want to, you just type in pastor killing wife for cough syrup, you hear the 911 dispatcher on it. And this shit's crazy, man. It's come to show you, like, you, like, people already know anyway, man. It's just,
yeah,
like, you can leave here anytime, man. It's,
yeah,
people just fuck off their day so much, man. You gotta understand, like, man, this could be your last day. I mean, well, some your last day could be you just like on Pornhub looking at some shit, get ready to you know to tug one or pinch one off, which whatever it is. And that could be your last day, man. You gotta try to achieve something. Even if your dream does not go through the first time, there's always going to be other things that you want to aspire to do, man. Because I know it's a couple of my dreams I did not fulfill. I want to be NFL. I want to be a football player when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? But I just want tall or fast enough. So, you know, I had to go ahead and scratch that dream. You know what I'm saying? So you got to just know that you're put on this earth for a reason. And everybody has a talent. You have to just cultivate your talent, man. And if you just cultivate your talent and focus on you, you're definitely going to succeed. Man, you got anything for the news?
I did want to talk about TJ Ward real quick. Like,
yeah, what's up with that, man?
I know the Broncos wanted to save some money. Yeah, you know, dude only had 1 year left on his contract. But they cut him right before the start of the season to save, what, $4.5 million or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but TJ Ward definitely is a Pro Bowl safety. I think getting rid of somebody on defense is the wrong move to make. I don't know, man. Like, that was weird to me. Because I know, like, they had him in trade discussions. Because I guess, of course, you speak about the NFL and NFL teams. What are they most looking at? And that's that bottom line, you know, just trying to save as much money as they can, as much as possible. But he definitely made another, NFL defense a whole lot better.
Oh,
yeah. The Bucs. Yeah. I'm really excited about them, man. I want to see what they look like. If Jameis can keep it together and, not throw picks while he's getting sacked.
like that preseason game, that shit was, yes. That shit was random. I was like, he just throw this shit? Like, man, take the sack, man. Even the coach was like, man, what the fuck are you doing? Like, then he was pissed. He was like, what are you doing?
He was like a 3-year-old playing out there.
Yeah, man, because like, he was going down. He just threw it up in the air, dude.
Yeah.
Some of the boneheaded plays, man. He's still young, man. I think him and Mariota are going to be the faces of the league in like 2-3 years, man, because both of them are really good. It's just they got to – Mariota got to stay healthy. Oh, yeah. No, him – it's going to be Winston, Mariota, and David Carr. They're going to be like the – once Aaron Rodgers is finally out of there, which is a long time from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be the faces of the league because they'll be in their late 20s, mid-30s by that time. But yeah, dude. Yeah, speaking of which, man, since it's you know, tomorrow is going to be Thursday, it's opening the football season, and none of y'all going to boycott, so we might as well just go ahead and talk about the upcoming NFL season, man. So what do you think, man? What's your Super Bowl prediction real quick?
I'm going to say AFC side, Patriots.
Yep.
NFC side, it's either going to be the Seahawks or the Panthers.
What? The Panthers?
I think it's possible. I think, we're going to see how Cam does in this first game. If he can shake that ragdoll that he had on him last year, if he can shake it off.
Yeah.
And, you know, get back to, I don't know, man. I don't know if his mechanics have improved, you know, or not. I don't know. But who else in the NFC can really chat? Well, Packers, I guess.
Yep.
They do a horrible job of getting free agents. They rely so much on the draft, man. Like, you know,
that's the way to do it. One time, when you fuck up,
yeah,
but you gotta go free agent.
But the one time that you know that they actually got Aaron a defense is when they won the Super Bowl.
But see, that was earlier in his career. I'm gonna keep it real. Aaron can will you. He can will you to a Super Bowl by himself now.
Yeah,
that's
the
kind of quarterback he is. It's just if you would give him a little defense, like a top 15 defense, that's all he would need. That's it. That's all he would need, man. Because he'll figure the rest out, dude. Like, period. But I see him. I see him getting one more Super Bowl before he's done. Period. I'm not gonna be surprised to see the Packers in the Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
Yeah, especially if Brady is out of there. He'll definitely get one.
The floodgates going to open up in the AFC once Brady gone, dude.
Yeah.
Just like if LeBron goes to the West, which he probably won't, but if he does, he comes to the Lake Show. If he does, like, seriously, like, ST, if he does, I'm going to be like, what the fuck? Yay! Like, I'm gonna be somewhere pop like why are you coming to the Western Conference? But I don't give a shit. You a Lakers? Let's get it. Like it's not gonna not gonna make any sense. But we'll see. We'll talk about that when that comes up.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited for I've never been this excited for the NBA season before in my life, dude. I'm excited for this season coming up. Cause my team actually has some pieces, and I'm ready to see them develop. We ain't making the playoffs. But I just can't wait to watch like Lonzo and Ingram and all them develop, dude. This is gonna be exciting. My pick could be, which is possible, it could be Raiders. I can see a Raiders Packers Super Bowl easy. I can see that.
I think that'd be a good.
That'd be a real good one because Aaron Rodgers, man. If the Raiders do make it, Aaron Rodgers gonna tear that secondary apart.
That secondary. Yeah. That back seven is terrible.
Hell yeah, dude. All they gotta do is just double team Mac and just do quick passes and like, man, y'all the fuck. Like Mac can't do it all by himself.
No,
man, but
the secondary is awful.
Secondary, it's fucking garbage, dude. That's the thing about My defense. A lot of people don't know, man. My defense is gonna be at least top seven this year because we sealed up our defense. We sealed up our secondary. That was what was lacking in our defense.
Yeah.
Seventh straight. But my secondary is getting burnt like it was nothing, dude. It was just man, it was a style, my nigga. That's all. That shit was ridiculous, man. But watch, man. Yeah. Ravens are gonna have a top five, top seven defense this year. People just don't understand. Like we coming. It's just I just don't know how. Healthy Flacco is, and our backup is Mallon. I'm scared about that, but like I always say, if we can get Flacco to the Super Bowl, I mean, if we can get Flacco to the playoffs, it's like the motherfucker just switches a gear. Like, why can't you play on this all the time? He plays so well in the playoffs. But in a regular season.
What is he like 10-5?
Yeah, that motherfucker's a G. He's like, he flips the switch, like, all right, man, play for real now. Like, what? Like, he wants to play for all the time. Like, it makes sense, dude. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm going to keep it real. 2 years ago, I was like, man, we want to at least get to another Super Bowl. I don't know about winning one, but I'll see us getting back to another one. But I don't know now with the Raiders coming up, man. Like, them motherfuckers came out of nowhere. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. Fuck. Like, our window may be closed, man. I don't know, man. Shit. But... I could never like. What would be like a dark horse? Like, would be like a dark horse team.
Chiefs or the Eagles.
Yeah, that's shit. Eagles, real dark horse. What about the Lions? Like, I'd be surprised. I'm talking about NFC Championship game.
Nah, I don't think they can make it.
It didn't make it there. I'm like, man, it's bizarre world.
Yeah, it is.
I don't see that with a Super Bowl in my lifetime.
Nah, I think the most they'll get this year is maybe 9 or 10 wins.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then they'll fire Caldwell.
Yep, he's gone. Yeah, dude. He just can't win. He's gone. If the Colts have a bad season, what's his face is gone? Yep. What's his name?
Chuck Pagano.
Chuck Pagano, come on back, Chuck. You can come on back and be our defensive coordinator again. Man, that's when we went to the Super Bowl. You can bring your ass on back to Baltimore. That's another. What's an AFC like real dark horse team that can just come out of nowhere?
Well, I guess the only one that's really left is maybe the Dolphins.
Some of Jay Cutler fans would be, dog, they'd be on their shit online if he said it to the Super Bowl. I'd be like, man, is this life? Like, dude, if I was Ryan Tannehill, I'd be somewhere like, hey, man, so let me go ahead and go to New York and go to the Jets next year. Let me try to resurrect my career because I'm out of here. Because he gonna be out of there. If I'm Adam Gase, if Jay Cutler takes me to the second round of the playoffs, I'm done with Ryan Tannehill. Period.
So?
Yeah, that's it, dude. I'll be done with him.
Yeah, after they got, he just signed, a $94 million extension? Was it two or three years ago? I can't remember.
So it's about to be to the point where the team can eat that money and just say, fuck it. Speaking of eating up money, man, what the fuck is up with Brock Osweiler just getting paid for doing nothing? I don't know. If y'all don't know, man, Brock Osweiler got cut by the Browns. The Browns of all teams, and the Browns are still on the hook for that $15 million, and he done went back to the damn Broncos. The motherfucker went full circle.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Being mediocre, man, gets you paid.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, all you have to do is show a flash.
Yep, that's it, dude.
Show a flash of promise, and you in there.
Just like, what's that quarterback name that was behind Aaron Rodgers, and he went to the Seahawks, then he went to Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn,
Matt Flynn, yeah, dude. He showed a flash, and he got paid.
Well, he had, it was like a week 15 or 16 game, and they had already got a playoff spot locked up.
Yep.
And he scored like 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, people are prisoners of the moment, man.
Yeah, and that's how that's how you get in trouble, man. Being prisoner in the moment.
Yeah, dude. man, shit, man. If you got anything else, man, we're going. You got anything else?
Nah, I think I'm good, man.
All right, man. Let's go and get into this juicy topic that we want to talk about for a long ass time.
Good.
All right, man. So our topic, this is coming from both of our hearts, man. Just deep down, we talk about this shit like, man, back in college days, man.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck has happened to Black Love? Like, period. And what brought this up, what made me think about this was I was watching Hard Knocks, and if people don't know what Hard Knocks is.
I was just about to say, we both were, you know, thinking it.
Yeah, so yeah, we were both watching Hard Knocks, and what people don't know is, Hard Knocks is like pretty much like a little mini documentary series of showing like an NFL team in their training camp. And picking a couple of players and seeing, you know, what the daily lives are like, what's the grind of training camp, and then they'll go ahead and pick some fringe players, and what fringe means some players that might make the team or they might not make the team, they're on the bubble.
Yeah.
And then like just showing what like a regular NFL team goes through as far as like the cutting process, somebody gets injured, how to sign somebody, how they go through the preseason and everything. But man, it was just, I was watching an episode and it was just this rookie was chilling, like working out, and then beside him was a Caucasian woman. And she was like, yeah, man, I've known him ever since we were like back in college, and you know, I brought around my family, and.
Which was like a year ago.
A year ago, exactly, man. Dog, and so it's just like, you know, I brought around my family, and you know, he's just, my dad just, you know, he's so funny if you would just go ahead and just, you know, he doesn't show his true self to everybody. And the whole time I was sitting there, I was just like, man, you couldn't find, like, interracial dating is fine. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, man. At one point, I wanted a Japanese girl. I ain't gonna even lie. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to be no hypocrite. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was just the way I felt until I went to Japan and saw it firsthand, and I was like, man, I'm good. But, you know, I always in the back of my mind, I always knew I was gonna end up with a black queen. You know what I'm saying? So let's all get it out there so I won't be called a hypocrite. But it's to the point where it's just like you can't find a sister that looks like something that's gonna support you. That's just the whole misconception that black women will hold you down, man. They'll hold you down harder than any other race of women. And it's just like,
yeah.
Why is that, man? It's like it's a subconscious thing, because what we signify as success subconsciously is whiteness.
Yeah.
So when we get a little bit of success, we have to go get the cherry on top, which is the white counterpart.
Yeah.
And I'm saying there's nothing wrong with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Love is love. If it's genuine love.
Yeah.
Man, those females be having a fucking plan, man, when they go to college. Like, man, I'm about to get me a ball player, I'm gonna clamp him down. I'm about to go ahead and, you know, tell me a football player, basketball player, and I'm about to make this shit happen.
Have his babies and then it's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a rap, dude, and they just fall for it, man.
Yeah.
And like we say all the time, man, I'm going to give my 2 cents on why this shit happens, and you're going to give your 2 cents real quick, man. But it's just, it literally comes down to, and I said this millions of times on the show, it comes down to self-hate, man.
Yeah.
It's like you don't see anything desirable
for
yourself or your people.
Mm-mm.
And that comes all back to like media brainwashing, you know, media pandering towards what they see, what people see the keys to success being. Just like I said earlier in the episode about like how you'll see like white males in like car, like a BMW or Mercedes, a commercial, and they'll be paired. If they are paired interracially, it'll always be a white male and then it'll be a black female.
Yeah.
And subconsciously, that shit hits you after a while when you just keep seeing those images. After a while, you be like, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, why they success is success, and I need to get with that. And the thing is, it's going to be a perpetual cycle, because when you do get the money and you do, like, give your better half some of the money, where's the money going? It's going back to their community. It's not going back to your community. She's not ruling down Fifth Avenue going to Merrimack Soul Food off Ponce de Leon and going to get some fucking, and they're probably not even black owned. But you know what I'm trying to say? It's pretty much like going to like a own business and spending the money. It's rare you'll see a well-known black owned business and you'll see people that are not black going up in there just shilling out their money. So the money's going back to their community and all you're doing is just funding their community, not funding ours.
Yeah.
And I just see it as just, it's a perpetual cycle of fuckery that needs to stop. But if love is love, if it's genuine love and it's not to the point of, I gotta get me a white woman or I gotta get me such and such, just cause you want it, then you have a problem. You need to look within yourself and say, what do I not like about myself that quote unquote was taught to me by the powers that be that's not true?
Yeah.
Cause pretty much all we're taught, all you're taught in school is you were a slave. That's it. And then we had a couple of leaders, and the motherfuckers got they killed those leaders. It's like, so even if you stand up for something, you're still gonna be put in your place. Or subconsciously, you're like, man, they always reigned over us, and we didn't come from nothing, man. It's better that way.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people think that way, man. They pretty much edified and made Jesus white when the book says that he had, help me out, was it wool?
Yeah,
like
he had
dark
wool like coarse hair, and dark skin.
Exactly. But when you go to church, what do you see? White face.
But yeah, well, anytime you see a photograph of Jesus, quote unquote photograph of Jesus, he's, you know, of the Caucasian descent.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the same thing for like movies that are, you know, placed back in the Egyptian times. They always have
trying to whitewash
white people.
Shit.
Yeah, they put white people as, you know, as the, you know, the stars of the movie. And we all know that back in those times there were absolutely no white people in Egypt or, you know, or Afghanistan, places like that, you know, because, you know, I don't even think geographically, I don't even think white people discovered that part of the world yet.
Mm-mm, they didn't. Like, dude, it took me, I had to scroll, I just Googled Jesus, and I had to literally go to, because you know it's like infinite scroll?
Yeah.
I think I had to maybe scroll like three pages, like refresh three times to actually get to like a depiction of a black Jesus. Other than that, it's all Caucasian.
Yeah.
And then they have like the little black Jesus show that was on
Adult Swim,
dude. I didn't watch that junk. Yeah. I did not watch that shit.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
But I mean it's funny. And
they had a Velociraptor.
Yeah. It's funny in some instances, but you know, for the most part, they turn Jesus into some nigga shit.
Yeah, so, it's all about imagery and perception, dude. You have to drill this kind of stuff into people's heads, people that you're subjugating to their heads constantly. You have to constantly show them that they're inferior to you.
Yeah,
constantly show that because after a while they'll believe it.
Yeah, I think along with that, you had, you know, of course, in this country for a very long time, it was unlawful for anyone of color to date interracially, especially, you know, anybody white.
Yeah,
so I think along with that, you know, you've got, you know, the law that says that you can not be. Matter of fact, I was watching a movie on HBO just yesterday.
Yeah.
About a white man and a black woman. Of course, there you go again. You know, with the same scenario that we talked about earlier. But you know, it was based upon, you know, I guess a true story about two people who fell in love. Mm-hmm. Who got married, who, you know, had kids, but they were forced to move away from, I guess, where I think they were in Virginia, I want to say. I can't remember. But they were forced to move away, pack up, and move to a state I guess where it was okay. It was, you know, deemed for, okay for them to, you know, be together. But I think what that is, I think during those time periods, it was so wrong for interracial couples to exist that finally when people, you know, were allowed to date, other races, especially like, I guess 60s and 70s and 80s, it just, you know, kind of exploded. And that's why you see so many interracial couples now.
Let's make up for lost time.
Yeah. I mean, cause me, myself, I used to get upset whenever I saw an interracial couple.
and see a run up on and be like, yeah!
I used to be upset. But then, you know, I matured a little bit and, you know, I learned if you're going to be a true person of God, if you're going to be a true man or woman of God, you love extensively whoever. It doesn't matter who it is. You love, you know, just for the sole purpose of loving.
Yeah, as long as it's organic. And, as long as it happens organically, then it's fine. But do you,
man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, like, you know, I come back to the Black Panther in me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I look at all of the things that, you know, interracial couples, what it kills. And bottom line, the interracial couple kills the Black family.
Like, yeah.
Because you think about it, you know, your offspring, they're not 100% white. They're not 100% Black.
They're fucking confused.
Yeah. So,
they're confused
as hell, dude. And, yeah. And they, you know, they don't know how to self-identify.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just sometimes it's so confusing, man, because, you know, I want to, you know, be able to promote love, but at the same time, I want to be able to promote, you know, Blackness and Black love. And, you know, I want to be, you know, proud, because I got to a point where, like, you know, I would cut on a game and I would see all these mixed players. And I'm like, are these the new niggas now?
Hey, now it's getting there. Just like that on you see that National Geographic magazine cover, like it was like 2 years ago that it said this is how the average American is gonna look in like 2032, and it was like a mixed Black girl with green eyes. Mm. Yeah, dude, the shit coming, man. That's another thing. That's really what Charlottesville's about. If y'all wanna get back down to it, man, that's what Charlottesville and all this like and this leftist group and, you know, neo-Nazis are about is just pretty much just extermination of white, of whiteness and white America. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, the white women get a hankering for that soul pole. That's all that junk is. That's it, man.
Yeah.
They get a grumbling. They need it. Well, yeah, man. As long as it happens organically, man, it's all cool, man. I'm not saying, man, love who you love. And you can't, you know what I'm saying?
You can't help who you love.
You can't help who you love. You can't choose where you live. But don't be going out saying, man, I'm going to go fuck with white women, man. I ain't fuck with no sisters because they ain't shit. They ghetto as hell. They loud. They not good providers. They don't suck no dick. They don't do this, and that, which is a lie. But it's just like, don't just not give sisters a chance just for the sake of just not
based on the stereotype.
So based on the stereotype, man, it's so many beautiful women I see out here. Like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna get on this. Like, it's so many beautiful women I see that's like just on dating sites, man. Because I remember I re-download OkCupid, dude. Because I'm just like looking around for some strange. I'm gonna just keep it real. I was like, I ain't downloaded OkCupid in a long time, man. So I was on there, and I was just like, man, why are so many sisters that's like about to be like damn near 40, don't have nobody, never been married, never have kids, and they got their shit together, and they're fine? I'm just like, how'd this happen? Was it because their list of who they wanted was too long, or they just not in the right circles, dating circles, or, you know, a whole bunch of bad luck? I just think they just don't get enough opportunities to find a perfect mate because those mates are seeking it elsewhere, man. And it's a damn shame.
It's that, and it's also, you know, what you said earlier. It is also the fact that, you know, some of our women do have, you know, outrageous expectations, you know, as far as, you know, what they look for.
I saw a lot of that on OKCupid too, but go ahead. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think it's helpful if you can, you know, especially if you're a young black man and you're meeting, you know, a woman who has this outrageous list of expectations, please do yourself and every other man a favor.
Smash
and
that.
Let her know. No. Do everybody a favor and teach them, please, teach them that everything that they think they want or need from a man is not what they're always going to get. Like, because life doesn't always work out that way.
No, I don't.
Like, I remember, this is probably like 5 years ago, but I was having a conversation with this young lady. And I asked her, what does she want in a man? And, you know, the first thing on her list was, he's got to make more than me. Mm-hmm. And this is a nurse. So she's making $80,000, $90,000, maybe almost $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait a minute, that's not fair. Like, what if you meet a guy who, you know, is a trash man, but he sweeps you off your feet? He makes you feel like you are everything in the world, but, you know, you won't continue to see him because he's a trash man. So, you know, but back to the original prognosis, we definitely have to get away from shunning our sisters because of a stereotype or what you heard from, you know, your cousin Jimbo from down the street.
Yeah.
It ain't shit. Yeah. So, I don't know, man, it just seems like more and more, especially, you know, when we look at successful men, successful black men, you know, it's getting more and more to the point that success is also defined by, you know, what kind of woman is on your arm.
Yeah.
When you see, you know, these prominent black male athletes and, you know, they're toting around these, you know, young white women, it's a little discouraging.
The Kardashian because, type women.
Yeah, because it's like, wait a minute, like you just threw in the towel, huh? You just decided that just because, you know you're gonna be playing in the league within the next 2 or 3 years, you're just gonna go ahead and just settle. Like, you know, you don't want to self-identify. You don't want to be with somebody who, you know, reminds you of yourself.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Another thing, is I want to hit on two things. I'm going to go ahead and talk about success correlated with having your certain mate, man. I was looking, like I told you before we got on the show, and y'all go on our Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST so y'all can see it. It's a video of the top African American / African billionaires in the world.
Yeah.
And it seems like every brother ain't got a sister, man. This is like kind of like shit. Like every brother they got a sister, like three of them got a white woman.
Yeah.
And the guy that had one of the richest African Americans in the world is worth $3.5 billion. And you should see his spouse, dude. Like, she is grinning from fucking ear to fucking ear, dog. Like,
because she know if one fell swoop, she can get half of that.
Hell yeah. Like,
if not three-fourths.
Hell yeah, dude. Like, you got to think about that, too. Good point, ST. You got to think about that, too, man. If it don't all work out, man. Like, she's getting half of it. Why not let her sister get half of it so she can do something with it, you know, start a hair weave business or something. That's another thing that keeping it real, that's another thing that we should own and operate since our women are predominantly the ones wearing it, man. We should be owning all those hair extension weaves and all the other stuff, wigs and all the other stuff. That should be our market, dude, but the Asians own that market. We should get the market.
We got a couple sisters that actually, you know, are out there who, you know, are taking control of that market. That they're trying to, you know, get into that business and, you know, make a wave. You know, we've got a couple, but, you know, of course, it's not enough across the, you know, it's not enough across the scale.
No, it's not enough at all.
Yeah.
Man, but shit. But yeah, and then another thing, man, is like a lot of, I'm going to keep it real, man. I don't know if some sisters on here just like gave brothers a chance and they saying F it, but they never gave brothers a chance to begin with. Another thing I saw, okay, Cupid was, like, some girls would be just be, like, in their photos or in, like, the first part of the description. They'd be, like, only date interracially. Like, if you're a brother, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I only want you to message me. If you message me, you will be blocked. I was like, Jesus. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it
it's that bad.
It didn't look all that. She look all that good either. I'm not just saying that because she's dissing brothers. I'm like, girl, you don't look all that good to begin with because I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep you 100 with you. Most white dudes that want sisters, they go for sisters with certain looks. Like, yeah. it's a certain type of black girl that they can date, that they want to date. They're not going to date no voluptuous black woman. You rarely see a white dude like a voluptuous black woman. They always, like, have a real skinny frame.
Unless he grew up in the hood or something.
He doesn't grow up in the hood. Because that shit intimidates white dudes. But, just like my one of my coworkers and close friends, he married an African girl, and she has a real skinny frame, a real small body. It just if they ever want to date and marry outside of their race, is a certain kind of black girl that they're going to date. She definitely did not fit that mold.
Like a Zoe Saldana, exactly, or something like that,
or a Halle Berry, that type.
Yeah, that
kind of frame and that kind of look. But And another thing, you got to almost like denounce your blackness to even be with them.
Yeah.
Some people are willing to do that junk in a heartbeat. Like, well, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I remember one time, this girl, like, videotaped her, her boyfriend. He's my ex now. Probably lying, but he was just calling her a nigger and all this other shit. And she probably just taking it. And she videotaped it. She's talking about, you don't even use that kind of language. You're like, man, if a motherfucker would've been on the ground, that was me. Like,
yeah.
If it was the other way around, like, we're not even joking. If I'm like smashing you real good, and you tell me, yeah, get it, nigga. I'm like, man, nah, get the fuck out of here. Like, after I go ahead and tug it out on your chest real quick, do you? Like, ugh, get your ass out of there, bitch. And then, like, he's like, take like the rest of it and like take it and like rub it on her shoulder and like, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, get the fuck out of
here. And say that shit. You know what I'm saying? It'd never be that cool. But yeah, then one girl had like a picture where it was like a cartoon of like a black girl with natural hair with a white guy playing video games, talking about interracial power. And I'm just like, man, like, it's okay if it's organically. If it's organic, but if you go out there seeking it, it just shows systemically that you have a problem within yourself that you hate. And like, you can't tell me you're different, man. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't, dude. It's just, it'd be the main Hotep dudes talking about, you know, black power, black empowerment. This be the main ones with white women too, dude. And it's just, it's
psychological issue.
It's a psychological issue, man. And it's another thing. Let me see. I know I put up a website on, it's called blackdemographics.com, and I pulled up marriage in Black America. They said marriage has been a declining institution among all Americans, and this is a decline is even more evident in the Black community. They say in 2014, only 29% of African Americans were married, compared to 40% of all Americans. Half or 50% of African Americans would have never been married, compared to 33% of Americans, period. That's stifling, dude. It said, after viewing available data, we can see that although fewer black women are now married, more black women than black men have been married at least once. This is because a higher percentage of black women are divorced and widowed than men. It's also 2014, just under 48% of black women had never been married, which is up 44% in 2008. These are like old statistics, but it's still kind of.
I'm sure they've grown quite a bit since then.
Yeah. All right, so here's a statistic on, and this is 2014. This is kind of odd. But it says, when black men, so if a black man, whoever they marry, so 86% of them who, when black people do marry, black men do marry, 86% of them are black women. And then, but the second higher percentage is white by 7%, Hispanic is 4%, and then other race is 3%. Mm. And then when it's black women the other way around, it's 4% white, 1% Hispanic, then 1% the other race, 94% black. You see, like the sisters, it's always been the other way around. It's been sisters have always been more supportive of their men and want to be with their men more than the men want to be with their women. Just keeping it real, man.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to bash us brothers, man, but let's just call a spade, man.
It is what it is.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm not going to lie, man. When you said, like, back in the day, when I was seeing interracial couple, I kind of look at them kind of crazy and be mad. I was like, still to this day, when I see interracial couple, I'm just kind of, like, do a double take. And I just be like, for real? Like, I just be like, why?
Well, I do that if the girl don't look like anything. Like, if the girl look like dog food, then yeah, I'll be like, man, what are you doing, yo?
That bitch like kibble like, and
yeah. I'll give you an example. Like, my wife and I were in a Mexican restaurant. And, of course, this brother was sitting across from this Caucasian lady. And she didn't look like too much of anything, dude. Like, she looked like a big old snot bubble.
Jesus Christ.
And, you know, it was funny because my wife was looking at his face, his facial expression, and he didn't seem to be pleased, you know, to be in that place with her. And I was like, man, you know, just looking at him, I was like, man, I know he could have done better.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, and it's not even the simple fact that, you know, the girl was ugly. It's just that I know he could have done better. And I was telling her, I was like, look at him and look at her. Now, you may not believe this, but that girl is a reflection of him.
Oh, yeah. Your partner's always a reflection of you.
Of his self-worth.
Yep.
And she kind of, you know, she kind of didn't understand. So, I kind of had to break it down a little bit more. So, I was like, okay, who you date, who you marry is a reflection of your self-worth. You will definitely project to other people how you feel about yourself. Be proud of who you are. And, you know, the reason why I go back and forth on this topic is because, you know, I have people that you know, I'm close to that are interracial couple. And I can tell that it's organic. If you listen to their story, if you listen to, just how things came apart. Like, the military is the biggest, I think, could be the biggest example of how an organic interracial couple would look like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're out there on the battlefield or, you know, you just happen to meet someone that is stationed where you are and you know, you get to talking and, you know, things just happen. And I think that's beautiful. I think that is absolutely beautiful. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that kind of interracial couple. Nope. But as you said before, when you're just dating outside of your race because you have, you know, because of some stigma, because of some stereotype, then you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Because you hate yourself so much that you know, you just cut off all ties to, you know, what you know.
I don't know, man. I just see it as something that's just, it's kind of, it's sad and pathetic, man. To a certain degree, just to cut off a whole, just cut off, like, where you come from. Especially, man. When you're not mixed at all. It's like, man, it's like, do you love your mama? Like, it's a whole bunch of things that can happen, man. It could be mama issues. It could be.
Yeah.
what you see, like we said earlier, what you see in the media, sometimes these women just get a clamp on you and suck you up real good, and you think that's love, and that's it, and they only going for your money, and you can't see that junk. It's a whole bunch of variables that go into it, but it's ridiculous, man. It sickens me, man. I'm just tired of seeing it, and I had to speak, give my two cents on it after seeing that couple together on the Hard Knocks. You know what I'm saying?
I was right there with you. Yeah. Wish him all the best. I mean, I was right there with you.
Yeah.
But, dude. You know, it's never a surprise when things go wrong and, you know, you see who gets left with the bag.
Exactly, man. I'm telling you, if you don't think these women have an extra strategy for your ass, you went for a rude awakening, man. These motherfuckers have extra strategies, man. On deck. All set.
Yeah.
Like, these motherfuckers don't play, man. They don't play.
Yeah, I mean, well, we were just talking about it last week with, you know, the young lady who's trying to frame Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Like,
she cheated on Ezekiel Elliott with Lucky Whitehead. Lucky Whitehead smash. Shoot, man, they're trying to get on, man. These females trying to get on. They don't want, like, females like that, they don't want to work. They just trying to just spread them legs and just try to clamp down the ball, dude. Those kind of women shouldn't get any respect compared to women that actually out there and get it and deserve it and actually go, like, work a 9-to-5 and take care of 3 kids. And doing everything they can to put food on their plate, man. And got women out here to spread their legs talking about, I worked hard for this. Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
It ain't hard to trick a dummy. They ain't never had nothing before. You tell them you done the man and all that stuff. You done the bust all up in you. You want me to bust up in you? Oh, my God, you a queen. Like, man, come on, dude. Man, how you do it like hell lost, man?
Yeah.
Man, lost and turned out. But, man, that's my two cents, man. You got anything else?
Man, I think I'm done. I'm pretty sure we lost a couple of family members over this.
Oh yeah.
Well, this episode, but that's all good. You know, just keeping it real.
Yeah, no, we never gonna sugarcoat shit, man. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We lose somebody, we'll gain some. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We ain't tripping.
If you got nothing else, man, go ahead and kick it. You know, send us off like you usually do, ST.
Yeah, like always, man, you already know, you know, this is the Blank Canvas ECST. You know, we always try to give you that heat every week. No matter what, you know, rain, sleet, snow, you know, shine, you know, we're going to always give you that, you know, that goodness, man. Always, you know, check us out on all our social media, streaming services, check it out, rate us, you know, tell us what you love about the show, what you hate about the show.
Please give us
ideas for, you know, future shows, because we definitely take, you know, take pride in that and, you know, just trying to give you guys what you guys want. Also, keep your eyes open, keep your, you know, ears open for, you know, things coming down the pipeline, because, you know, we coming up with some stuff right now, man. We got some good stuff, you know, on deck for y'all. Also, remember that ignorance is not. Is it ignorance or was it, what was it?
It was ignorance.
It was ignorance. Yeah, okay. Let's just make sure. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a
ouch. Yeah. Ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And remember that, you know, if there is no light, you must become the light. So be the light, y'all. You know? And that's it for this week, man. We, you know, like always, we love y'all. Appreciate y'all. You know, we thank you for the support. We thank you for hanging in there with us. You know, and Lord willing, we'll be back next week, man.
That's right, man. Stop cooling, motherfuckers. Peace.
Yeah. Episode number 58. We're gonna see y'all next week.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week. Ah!